the Orpheum Theater. Huge shows tonight. Big, just a ton of stuff going on this weekend and in the near future as well, and in the distant future. Kevin Maynard is not going to get any sleep this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning.
8:13 is Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aird with Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. Kevin Maynard joining us this morning, and hopefully you slept last month, or did you even?
Kind of catching up, yeah.
Well, it is busy. Well, we were talking off the air. Of course, we had a chance to chat with Henry Cho on the air here, and it seemed like, you know, I got a chance to talk to him a little bit off the air. Seemed like a really nice guy.
Oh my gosh, he is so nice, and it was, you know, a good audience, and he's a class act. He came in, and the first thing he did was introduce himself to, you know, everybody helping out with the show, thanked him for being there, and then, you know, shortly later started a show and made everybody laugh for a couple hours. So
and said his opening act that he was a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Nashville.
Nashville. The guy's name was Aaron Weber, and super, super funny.
So great to see. I mean, just so many great things happening at the Orpheum Theater. Of course, tonight, and a lot of people, again, I think we've talked about this multiple times on there, that the people that don't really know Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes and their work don't realize how big this is, especially for their audience. And it is so big that, I was actually a little bit surprised, because we're going to make an announcement here that there are tickets still available, not very many. I was honestly surprised there was any. But
So the first show is at 7:30 is completely sold out. Second show starts at 10:30, and that show has 12 tickets left.
12.
That is it. Wow. And I imagine that those are going to be gone here shortly.
Yeah, exactly. So still, you can go on the Orpheum's website, or if you've got time, run really fast to the box office.
We open at 10.
10 o'clock. Okay. Yep. So the best suggestion would be get online. So just 12 tickets available for the second show. Of course, Kevin Smith, an evening with Kevin Smith, the first show, and then Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, Jay and Silent Bob.
Get old,
the second show tonight. So that's really cool that so many people are interested. And I'm guessing those 12 tickets are probably going to be gone very, very soon.
Yes. So, you know, it'll be nice to be able to say, you know, two sold out shows in one night.
Yeah.
We're excited. I mean, we're going to be there quite late. And it's going to be a little, you know, it's going to be a lot of people, but so much fun.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air also. I thought, well, Henry Cho was fairly easy to get an interview with. Kevin Smith, I didn't even try, because I figured, one, it would probably have to be taped, because I'd probably have to do a lot of editing. for people who know his work will understand that we'd edit for radio. But you said the other thing is, since his heart attack, he really hasn't been doing any press.
No, he's not doing any press. And I assume that's to just keep the stress down.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was a very scary situation for a while. Obviously, he's made an excellent recovery, is losing some weight, and, you know, is just, you know, doing great. So we're happy to have him here tonight.
And as you can attest, there's nothing more stressful than an interview with me.
Oh, I know. My heart rate is just cranked right now.
It is crazy. All right, but that's not the only thing. I mean, the Orpheum Theater is going to be packed all weekend, because tonight's just the beginning of what's going on.
Yeah, tonight's the beginning. Obviously, we got our two shows tonight. The cool thing for those that just have their tickets for the 7:30 show, and vice versa, if you only have tickets to one show, you can head over to Fat Fish Pub and hear some excellent jazz music tonight. And that is the Rutabaga Jazz Festival.
Right.
I mentioned that because tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater, starting at 5, is the Jazz Festival headliner, Matt Ulrey's Loom, with the Knox Galesburg Symphony Quartet, a string quartet.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, you know, other than Knox, jazz ensembles will be on stage. And the Knox, I will say, Rutabaga Jazz Festival every year is just stellar. I mean, they get some of the best jazz musicians out there. It is, I mean, I'm always so impressed. You know, we like to tell people that, you know, this weekend, like, you can't find better jazz anywhere than Galesburg, Illinois.
Yeah, and the local players that are playing with the Knox groups and everything, they're also really, really good.
Just incredibly talented. And I should mention, the even more impressive thing is that Knox Jazzier has written a grant again through the National Endowment for the Arts, and that's a free show. You can come to the Orpheum Theater to see free jazz tomorrow night, and I'm telling you, it's so good.
Yeah. So tonight, tomorrow night, and my goodness, there's just it's never ending, because I'm sitting here looking at your calendar.
The funny thing is, everybody goes, oh yeah, and then you get to sleep on Sunday. We have we also have a resident church there on Sundays now. And then next week we go right into Galesburg's Got Talent on Friday, April 20th. Tickets are available for that now. And then the following week, we have Matt Wilson's Honey and Salt, which is music inspired by the poems of Carl Sandburg. He's in town for Sandburg Days, doing a free show at the theater on April 25th at 7 p.m. And then that weekend, on Friday of 2 weeks from now, April 27th, is the Knox Galesburg Symphony. Friday is Bruce and Old Friends, and then Saturday is their Masterwork series. Those are two very special performances because, as many people know, Dr. Bruce Boulez is retiring. So that is the last Bruce and Old Friends on our stage, and it's also going to be the last time that he conducts, as the resident conductor. Yeah, so it's
that's going to be another huge weekend.
It is. It's a big deal. I mean, he has been there for 40 years now, and so it's. It's, it's bittersweet because we're all very excited to, let him take a break as well. Yeah. The symphony is going to have a really exciting year as well, trying to, find somebody to fill those shoes.
So. Yeah, and Bruce is such a great guy. He's always so fun to talk to interview because we talk about music, and I learn a lot about classicals and composers and stuff, especially, but, baseball, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much.
Yeah,
he's
loves
just
baseball.
Such an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a full schedule, and then we get into to May. You're starting right off the bat.
Yeah, we decided to just not take a break and just keep going.
Might as well.
The Performing Arts Academy.
Theater might as well use it, right?
See, that's what I've been telling people. We've got a beautiful space. Yeah. For the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg, celebrating 25 years with Peter Pan Jr. For those that don't know, that means flying inside the Orpheum Theater.
Cool.
Very, very cool. And so they do three performances that weekend to the public. Tickets are, I will say, they're on sale now, and they're already moving pretty quickly.
Really?
So okay. I would encourage people to get those early. And then right after that, we have a showing of a documentary called Bombshell, which we're very excited about. It's the Hedy Lamarr story. And obviously,
that's
a lot of people.
Okay. Fans of Blazing Saddles will understand that. But
and a lot of people know who Hedy Lamarr is as an actress, but they don't realize she was an inventor. I mean, she is.
I didn't know that.
She's kind of the reason for modern day Bluetooth technology. And so they go into that.
Wow.
It's, we're really excited to be able to show that. That's a $5 admission for our documentaries. And then on the 17th of May is the big one.
Start of the Throwback Thursdays.
We're going to announce our Throwback Thursday season, and I will tell you, it's going to be an interesting year. So maybe we should schedule time to talk on Friday.
Tom, yep, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
We will have to do that because it's always fun. And the great thing about your Throwback Thursday series, you have something for everyone throughout that series.
Mm-hmm.
So some really great. So I'm expecting big things again.
Yep. And it'll be. And as always, our Throwback Thursday series is free to the public. This year, it's sponsored by F&M Bank, and so we'll have some fun stuff with them as well. So
yeah. So just so busy. Coral Dynamics coming up in
beginning
of June, and and for you guys, people don't necessarily know. You mentioned the church. You got a resident church there on Sundays, but other private events that happen there. So,
and
that's the thing. If you're interested, you probably have to schedule further out. But, people do weddings there.
We have weddings, business meetings. I mean, really, the interesting thing is you can use your imagination, use the space. We can talk you through some ideas. We have, obviously, our stuff on our calendar, not always free, but open to the public. And then we also have lots of private events, resident church on Sunday. The building is in use all the time. I mean, it's kind of the, what we always keep telling people is there's always something happening at the Orpheum Theater. And boy, is it more true now than ever.
And website, you Google Orpheum Theater Galesburg, and you can see all the events there.
That's right. And obviously, we got our Facebook page. We stay pretty active on that. For those people that are on Twitter, we also do that. And Instagram, we're all over the place. We're trying to make it very easy for you to find us and learn about things going on. We're getting a lot of people inside the theater, bringing in some cool stuff. And obviously, tonight's a big deal. This weekend's a big deal. But we always have irons in the fire. And so we're hoping to, keep doing things like this. So
Kevin Maynard's the executive director of the Orpheum Theater, joining us here this morning. And you mentioned using your imagination. I would have never thought. I happened to be over there talking to you one day, and you were getting things set up for a meeting for a particular organization. You talked about using your imagination. I'm thinking, you say you have a business and you want to get together, you think, there's not a conference room. Where do you do that? You were setting up
right on the stage.
That is so cool.
I will say that we were one of the coolest things things that I think we've done as far as meetings go is we hosted the interviews for the Knox Galesburg Symphony's conductor music director search. And so we had a nice little table set up on stage, and they were Skype interviews. So we had a screen against the back wall. And so we're Skyping with them. So when the conductors came on the screen, what they see is us sitting on the table, and they see the Orpheum Theater lit up behind them.
Cool.
And, you know, and it was instantly, it was a conversation starter, and then be able to go, oh yeah, like this is where you're going to be conducting. And, you know, I think sometimes people, don't realize like how great of a building we really have here in Galesburg. It's not, they aren't common anymore. So when people see them, like they are very, very impressed.
Yeah. It's such a cool thing. And, that would be really neat. I mean, with the sky, it's like, oh wow, this is really cool.
It was very cool. We were it worked out better, even better than we expected, and so very
like
happy.
I said, and with the business, I mean, so you have that technology to
correct
do things like that.
Yeah, I mean, and you can obviously Skype. You can just use it as a regular projector to project, any sort of information on.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have our big screen for the TV, but we also have movies. But we also have a smaller screen for to incorporate into shows. And I know the symphony's used it before, and so have many other organizations. So.
Well, I'm also thinking. I mean, like you said, you can set up tables, so it's kind of like a conference room on the stage. I'm thinking, I'm the czar of my business. Maybe I'll have a lone chair or podium on the stage with a spotlight, and my employees are sitting down in the audience.
See, we could do that. We could set you up.
See, there's all
we'll just move your office right over on the stage there.
Do a whole show for your employees. But just so many. And the wedding thing, I think that is so cool. I've not seen that in there, but I'm guessing you've had some really cool setups.
Yeah,
for weddings.
You know, some really great stuff. Obviously, you know, we do weddings, and the building lends itself to some great pictures. Yeah. So, our building is pretty reasonably priced, especially when you start looking at wedding venues. If you're just doing the ceremony, and it lends itself to some really beautiful pictures. We also do some receptions. I will say that we are limited on our reception space because our stage is small. But you know, we have the other, like, there's many ways we can work it out, but we also know that, you know, if you have an idea and you want to do this, we will tell you if it's possible or not, because to be honest, we want you to be very happy on your wedding day, and we want you to be very happy with us. And that kind of goes with everything that we do at the theater. But you know, that day can be, you know, that's sometimes a little more important. So we're very, and we manage expectations, let people know what is possible and what's not possible. So.
Kevin Maynard is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. Things going on all the time. I know you had gone through a lot of renovations, of course, new HVAC. You were going through some new carpeting and flooring and stuff. Is that all completed, or are you still in that process?
No, carpeting's done. Okay. So new flooring throughout the entire building. Just popped in my head. The one cool thing that we're also going to be doing this weekend and doing with our larger shows is we have reconverted our upstairs concession stand back into a concession stand.
Cool.
We didn't really need one, but now with more and more shows selling more and more tickets, it's becoming more important. So this weekend, you will be able to head up to the third floor and get everything you can on the main floor. So,
and there will be people sitting up there for tonight's shows. So
both shows.
Yeah, so you won't have to go all the way downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That is.
So, I mean, all sorts of great stuff. And I guess as far as our capital campaign stuff, we should be wrapping that up shortly. The weather's not been the most cooperative, because the last thing that we're doing is cleaning and repairing the front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with snow and different things, you know, it's got to be a certain temperature for mortar and all
that
kind of
stuff. We had 2 good days for it.
I know. And then, you know,
who knows when we'll get another one.
Apparently snow on Sundays.
Yeah,
so.
we'll see. All right. Kevin Maynard, executive director of the Orpheum Theater. Again, check out their website. If you just Google Orpheum Theater Galesburg, I mean, you can see the calendar of events coming up. You can also purchase tickets there. Go to the Facebook page as well to keep that active. So you can find out everything going on, and it's a lot.
Yes it is.
So again, tonight, second show, Jay and Silent Bob, get old.
Yep.
12 tickets available. Well, maybe still 12.
It looks like still 12.
Still 12. So again, you can go online and get your tickets there, or if you're really fast at 10 o'clock, be in line waiting when the Orpheum opens up. And
that's right,
maybe there will be one of those 12 tickets still there at that point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kevin, anything else going on you want to talk about? We've covered a lot.
I mean, we've covered a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, not really. I mean, obviously, you know, one thing I always like to say is, you know, just thank you guys for everybody's support. I mean, having everybody, you know, support the Orpheum Theater and the things coming into the theater, also, you know, just everything. I mean, we're very grateful for our community and, you know, the love and support that we get, and we just continually like to remind people of that.
Well, it is a gem, and we're lucky to have it, and we're lucky to have you with it.
Thank you.
Because, like you said, it sat there, didn't get used for a long time, and hey, we've got it, might as well use it, and it's...
Yeah,
it's,
we're trying to make up for lost time.
I'm guessing she kind of loves that, too.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can tell there's a breath of fresh, like, of life in that building right now, and that's what we love.
Absolutely. Kevin, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate
it. My pleasure.